News Talk ZB News.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Nivareti Manu. A long, nervous wait for Wellington to find out if it has any community cases of COVID-19. Thousands of people have been getting tests after coming into contact with a Sydney tourist who visited the city over the weekend while potentially infectious. So far, everyone, including the man's four close contacts, have tested negative. But Newstalk ZB's Katrina Bennett told Tim Dower more crucial test results will continue coming through over the next 48 hours.
The results coming in today and tomorrow, they're going to be the results that will give us a much clearer picture about whether there has been community transmission.
Meanwhile, the government has suspended quarantine-free travel between New Zealand and New South Wales for a further 12 days. And New Zealand starts scanning. Despite thousands of people being at locations of interest in Wellington, only 250 app notifications from the COVID Tracer app were sent out. Auckland University data expert Andrew Chen says that aligns with low rates of scanning QR codes, which was less than 10% of the adult population up until this scare. And he says about 2.8 million people have registered on the app since it launched 13 months ago.
So there's lots of people out there who know how to scan a QR code, who have a device and know how to use NZ COVID Tracer, who just aren't doing it.
And Ashley Bloomfield is on Shortly with Mike.